It's time to let loose, talk some Michigan, and play in the playground. The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. Here are your hosts, Jay-Z and Jeff. At the
playground, you know. Hello, Ann Arbor, Michigan, and welcome to WTKA's Playground this Sunday, February 5th. Just past the 10 o'clock hour. Thank you for tuning in, whether in your car, on your computer, your smartphone. We thank you so very much for listening to our fine program this morning. Jeffrey Childs in the air chair this morning, hosting this edition of the Playground. Josh Sinke, well, he's not here right now, but he is my co-host as always. And then joining us across the table here in studio, Tonio. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Outside of basketball, pretty good.
Well, we'll get into that. We'll get into some things where if you want to vent, you'll have the opportunity, of course, but we'll let our callers vent on this basketball program and where they are at after what we saw yesterday. And what we saw yesterday was, if you watch Michigan lately, you've seen a lot of the same from the basketball playing Wolverines. The Wolverines fall to Ohio State 70-66 yesterday in Chrysler Center. And Michigan now falling even further down the rabbit hole in the Big Ten, really. And really, Michigan has put themselves in that hole on their own. They put themselves in that hole off of what they did yesterday and what they didn't do. And the offense has been the hallmark of this team. It's been what Michigan's hung its hat on. But there was none of that yesterday. Michigan shooting 37% from the floor. Again, 66 points on the afternoon. And doing what John Beilein does, and they like to shoot three-pointers. We know this. That's the MO of this team. 13 of 35. 13 of 35 three-pointers. Michigan took one shot from inside the arc in the second half. Just one two-pointer inside the arc in the second half. That is mind-boggling to me, and I get it, right? We know what Michigan is. We know what they like to do, but at some point you have to say, we need to deviate from this, and we need to do what's going to get us baskets, because that's not good enough.
I mean, at some point you think that the ball will just find its way, you know, by just happenstance outside of the, you know, inside of the arc, and someone will decide to shoot it. At least more than once. I mean,
Tony, that is the hope, man. And we're all in this together, and we need to work through these issues.
I'm not with this team, you guys.
Jay-Z is out there on an island.
No, I'm not. I haven't been on this team for a while.
No, we're not with the team, but in this predicament together.
Well, no, I'm rooting for Purdue now. I'm a Purdue fan. We's Purdue men's basketball, even though they lost to some crappy team. But I'm still Michigan, though. Your team, you guys, wow. Ouch.
Jay-Z has checked out here on February 5th. He is gone mentally, and he was gone physically for the first part of the show, but he is gone now mentally, apparently, after that game. But my goodness. Michigan yesterday, top scorer on the afternoon, Derek Walton, third straight game, 20-plus points. He had 25 points yesterday on 8 of 16 shooting from the field, 6 of 9 from the three-point line, and that was it. As far as Michigan's offense, was Derek Walton taking his show on the road, taking his show solo again, because Derek Walton got absolutely zero help from...
You know, they only play with one basketball, Jeff, right?
True, they do play with one basketball, but that basketball could be shared. That basketball could be shared, and it could be shot through the hoop by more than one player, Jay-Z.
That's very true. Very true, because, yeah, he played 37 minutes, 2 turnovers, 10 rebounds, like you said... 25 points, 3 assists, no steals. Come on, get a steal. But yes, 8 for 16, 3 for 4 from the line, 6 for 9 from three-pointers. He was the only one to actually play yesterday, it looks like. Good to see that Zach Irvin's doing his usual, 2 for 10.
Oh, disappearing act.
5 points, 3 assists, 3 boards, 1 steal, and then 3 turnovers. He was on fire, 1 for 6 from the three-point line, 35 minutes.
And Jay-Z laid it all out for you. And I want to throw out this number to the people and see what you guys think out there in Radio Land. In Ann Arbor, you're driving around this morning. You watched the game yesterday. And I want to put that question to you point blank. Like, are you fed up with this team? Have you passed your breaking point? because from the mood in this studio this morning and watching that game yesterday and prepping to do this show, I'm past the breaking point with this team, to be honest. The way they operate their offense and the inefficiency of the offense, now it can be good at times, but for the most part, this offense looks just entirely disjointed. I don't think there's any other way to say that. Of course, we know from yesterday that DJ Wilson and Mo Wagner, two of Michigan's better offensive weapons, got in foul trouble. Mo Wagner fouled out with five personal fouls. DJ Wilson had three. And when they're off the floor, that is an entirely different dimension of this basketball team, because John Beilein he doesn't have the bench, but he's unwilling to sort of make adjustments on the fly and as the game goes on. John Teske didn't play yesterday. E.B. Watson has really not gotten much run as far as this season has gone. And there's really no offensive help for the rest of the starting five, for whoever comes off the bench. And just beyond the offense, Michigan defensively yesterday allowed an Ohio State team that was in the negative margin on the season as far as rebounding is concerned to just rebound the ball at will, to out-physical Michigan in the paint, take up ownership, really, of the paint area and do whatever they wanted. Ohio State out-rebounded Michigan 42-24 yesterday, but more damning for Michigan, Michigan gave up 16 offensive rebounds to Ohio State, and that led to, for the most part, 19 second-chance points for the Buckeyes. Michigan doesn't have it. Their eyes are either physically not there, the talent, just the effort of this team. You see the body language out there on the court. They're just not there. They're just not there in any facet of the basketball game. And any team right now is doing whatever they want against Michigan. And I can be totally honest about this. I've watched Ohio State this year. I'm sure you guys have watched Ohio State play some basketball games. This is a bad Ohio State team. This is not your typical John Diebler, Aaron Kraft, Jared Sullinger stacked team. This is an Ohio State team that's got some talent in Jayshon Tate and Mark Loving. They've got some guys that can score, but this is not your typical dangerous Thad Matta team. This is a game Michigan absolutely had to have, and they gave one of the most woeful efforts of the season in a game where if they're not already on the bubble, they're on the bubble now.
Yeah, looking at yesterday, Spike only had, he had no points, he had one assist in the Purdue game. They beat Maryland 73-72.
I appreciate the Spike update.
Swanigan had 26 points, 10 rebounds, 9 for 9 in field goals, but he did also have Edwards and Mathias, both had 12 points each. That's something Michigan didn't have, is other guys that could score for their team. And yeah, Purdue gets the win over Maryland by one. If you want to join us, 734-998-1050. No matter what you're doing, driving around, you're at your house, whatever you're doing, give us a call if you want to talk basketball, hockey.
You're a Purdue fan?
If you're a Purdue fan, join me, because I'm like Spike Albrecht. I was told to leave so I could go play for a different program.
It's not a bad way to go, Jay-Z. Speaking of which, Gonzaga is still undefeated in the nation, 90-55. By the way, you're not the only one that's off the Michigan train right now. I'm kind of sick and tired of it. So let's hop on that West Coast thing, huh? Gonzaga.
WCC action.
I'm hopping on that
Can
undefeated train.
Can any of these teams
train.
Beat Ohio State?
Toot, toot!
Why has Michigan never beat Ohio State in sports, the major ones?
Certainly felt like that this weekend.
You're right. I mean, you're up 3, or what? Yeah, they were 5-3, and they ended up losing that game last night. They can't win at basketball. We all know about Jim Harbaugh, pay him $9 million.
But he's got some sweet Usher moves, though.
He does. I saw that video over the weekend. Jim breaking it down. Well, Jay-Z has apparently checked out of this program. He's checked out of his fandom and maybe his media access covering Michigan as well. He's now a
Boiler
Purdue
up.
Fan. Yes.
Boiler up.
He's now a Purdue fan. Jay-Z has checked out of this program and covering Michigan, and that's really what I want to know. Talking to you out there, we want you to participate in this program. Give us a call here this morning on the playground, 734-998-1050. Are you done? Are you fed up? Are you past your breaking point with Michigan? We're here to vent this morning, right? We have our psychology couch for you to lay down on and vent your frustrations with this team. Talk to us. I'll be scribbling down notes as you talk.
While you're talking, I'm not listening, but in the Wolverine it says, a work in progress. John Beilein still waiting to see improvement from the Michigan defense.
Still waiting, that's for sure.
I guess we're all still waiting. And this is a little old. But yeah, I guess we're all still waiting. Why did you drop that game, Michigan? You're at home, Ohio State. Who cares? Are you afraid of red or something? It's like we're bulls and we're afraid of the color red, or we get angry by it because we did not play up to what we should have. DeWalt, you did the best you could, but obviously we need a couple more DeWalts on the team to help everyone else out. I don't know why. You should win this one. You should be able to win at home.
We need another player that maybe doesn't have the skill that Derek Walton has, but Michigan needs somebody to play with that fire and that passion.
Like
because
Spike.
Because nobody likes Spike. Because nobody else is playing with that passion right now. And I know this isn't the most talented Michigan team that John Beilein has had, but they seem just content to do what they do, jack up three-pointers, not operate within the context of the offense. And it's just the same old from this John Beilein team, shooting up three-pointers, Michigan again. They attempted, what was it? Well, they shot 37% from three, 13 threes, and they took 35 in the game.
Yeah, I want to tell you who had more wins than Michigan yesterday in basketball. Rutgers. On the road, they only had 5 wins since joining the Big Ten. They were 0-23 on the road in conference play. And yesterday, they get the W over Penn State, 70-68.
That's one road win more than Michigan has
yesterday. In the Big Ten. Michigan's still winless.
Yeah.
Way to go, boys.
Well, Jay-Z making a case for it. And he's got a good point because Michigan is what they are right now. And the rest of the Big Ten is apparently head and shoulders above Michigan. Look, I'm not going to argue that, obviously, the score was 4 points. That was the margin of victory. But I think the effort that Michigan gave in this game, if you really looked closely and watched it, Michigan, the score was a little bit deceiving, right? The score was a little bit deceiving. Michigan wasn't up to snuff nearly for most of this game, and it took a few late threes.
What? Michigan led by 11 in the first half?
They did.
Oh,
led by 11 in the first half, and that's when it all fell apart because Ohio State went on their run. They got their big time players going in Jay Sean Tate, who finished with 13 points. Mark Loving at 17. Ohio State was pushing the pace. They were, again, out rebounding Michigan badly.
Yeah, are you bleeping kidding me? They had 10 of their 16 offensive rebounds? 16 offensive rebounds?
And we let them off the hook.
Yeah, 16 rebounds, offensive rebounds in the game. Are you not? So that's it.
We
stay on the three-point line no matter on offense or defense.
To add to that, we had 17 defensive rebounds. So their offense almost out-rebounded
our defense. Yeah, wow.
Someone's got to go. And furthermore, guys, Derek Walton's your leading rebounder yesterday with 10.
Looks like some boys got to go to the weight room or something, because I noticed that with the MSU game last Sunday, that you're getting outmanned down deep.
Did Beilein get thrown out?
Should have.
I think at some point during the second half, when you keep getting out rebounded on the offensive side, meaning when they're grabbing the offensive rebounds on their own end, Beilein should have just threw a chair, done some
Bobby Knight stuff, yeah,
run out there and just maybe attack one of his own players.
Is Bobby Knight around where he can possibly maybe coach
his
team?
We need to bring someone like that in. Because
I think he's still with ESPN. He's a great color analyst, by
the way. All the hell with ESPN. Get on this Michigan bandwagon. Throw some bows. Let's go.
If I was Beilein, I couldn't stand for that.
Duhast.
I'm glad I only watched part of the game because that was bad. Well, Tonio, you were there, right?
No.
You weren't a part of the rage? You weren't a part of that rage?
I didn't watch it.
It was a maze out yesterday.
The maze out, but we mostly saw white collars once again. The only blue collar we saw was from Derek Walton.
It was a maze out, except for, totally keep the maze out of the inside the three-point line also.
Well, Ohio State crushing Michigan on the glass, and they crushed them really on the block. Again, points in the paint, 24-8. Michigan allowing the opposition and a rival at that to do whatever they wanted down low in the paint area. Ohio State, as Tonio said, nearly their offensive rebounds nearly outperformed Michigan's defensive rebounds, which just incredible stat to me.
Ohio State play was just 7-footers? Is it all 7-footers
like
on that team?
It seemed like it was a volleyball match, and they spiked whatever they wanted at the top of the net.
Yikes.
But just a crushing, dispiriting, whatever superlative you want to use, loss for Michigan, because now they're even further off the NCAA tournament bubble and putting in, really mailing in, one of their worst performances of the season at home against a rival. Michigan losing badly to Ohio State, maybe not on the scoreboard, but in the numbers as far as the rebounding goes, as far as the effort in that game, just a really poor effort from the Wolverines all around. But you can join our program. You can get anything off your chest. If you have something to say about this team, if you're frustrated, if you're angry, if you're fed up, whatever you feel about this basketball team, we are here for you here on WTK's Playground to be your psychologist, really, to take your thoughts, fears, anxieties about this team and really allow you to vent, allow you to come on the show this morning and vent about this basketball team. Anything you want to talk about, whether it was Michigan's offensive performance and Derek Walton showing up, defensively getting pushed around by Ohio State, we can talk more big picture about this basketball program, about John Beilein, about the future of this program. Get involved on the Playground this morning. We'd love to hear from you. You can tweet us at JZ Radio, at The Miz on Air, at Jeff Childs ITH, and you can give us a call, 734-998-1050. Basketball on the table for you, hockey, the Super Bowl, and more. You're listening to WTK's Playground on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket.
Boiler up.